There's a lot of countries around the world that are not having children at the replacement rate necessary in order to continue maintaining their society. If you look at the data on homosexuality, like a few generations ago, it was like less than 2% of people were homosexual. Gen Z, they're around like 23% identifying as LGBTQ.
Hold on, whoa. The 20% identifying as LGBTQ are predominantly bisexual. Population collapse is not happening because of degeneracy or LGBT stuff.
I would say it's a contributing factor.
That's fine, but you'd be wrong. The reason why it's happening is because when countries develop and people are given the opportunity to explore lives, they're not just saying like, oh, I'm 22, I'm going to have a ton of kids. There arguably is an issue relating to population collapse. Like, we can talk about replacing people or whatever, but like, those conversations need to be intelligent and they have to revolve around what's actually happening, which is women getting access to reproductive control, like birth control, and women entering school and the job market. Those are the two massive driving factors. Because the reality is if you put a bright future in front of somebody and you say, do you want to pursue that or do you want to have four kids by the time you're 24? Most women are reasonably choosing like, oh, I think I'd rather actually like live my life and do this stuff. I'm pretty sure every single woman at this table has probably made the same choices. I think that the issue is that we've given women access to all of these things and they really enjoy it. And now we need to have a conversation. What are we going to do for our future population? Because blaming gay people isn't going to put that back in the box.